I had a really great sermon all prepared for today. Jokes and illustrations all lined up, all in the right places. I was going to tell you all about that foolish man, that foolish owner of the land who overloaded his barns and decided he had so much he wanted to tear down the old ones and build big new ones. Because he had so much stuff. The land had produced wildly. So he wanted to preserve all of this bounty. He was driven by greed. He was motivated to hoard and to keep. He was oblivious to the other people in his life, in his community. I had my sermon all figured out. I was going to remind you all of that biblical theme, that the love of money is the root of all evil. And then I was going to tell you to give your money to the church. And, you know, I had it all worked out. Then my cell phone started to buzz. And if you got one like mine, it's got a little screen on there, and it said, Pam. Pam is smart, and she doesn't call the boss unless it matters. There have been a few times along the way that she's called me, and it's been difficult news. I knew something was up. In fact, there were other times that she called. I'm thinking about October 2014 when she called. Things were happening at Marysville Pilchuck High School. The place was locked down and somebody was shooting students. She called me before that once, too. It was when things were happening in Alderwood. Well, when we talked yesterday, she explained to me what was happening. And it was this time in Mukilteo. Like before, this time it was students known to us. Like other times before, it was beloved of the kids from our own congregation. People that are known. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is. Seated at the right hand of God, set your minds on the things that are above, not on things on the earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. So we talked for a while on the phone, and we talked about the people that we should call. Teachers, there were some of those we needed to get a hold of. Counselors, other local communities of faith. You probably know this, but I think Pam knows every area youth worker in the county. We also thought about the people for whom this was all too familiar an experience, people with their own episodes in their lives. This was close to home. If you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things on the earth, for you have died. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. Well, it wasn't long between Jen Johnson and Pam that a plan emerged. They got permission from the administrators of Kamiak High School to block off the parking lot down there. And someone said the word vigil, and though it wasn't a planned order of service, there were no bulletins and no musicians. There were no white-robed ministers about. There was something going on. So I thought I should be there. So I went down there and arrived, I don't know, 20 minutes early, something like that. And it was empty. I mean, there was one woman sitting on a curb at the far end and a couple of teenagers in the shade by a tree. I wondered with Pam if anybody was going to come. But 20 minutes later, there was something like 400 people in that parking lot. Kids, mostly. Standing and silent, some with purple and most with tears, all with serious expressions on their faces. Had they ever heard the words that Kyle read? Did they know that if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God? So set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Jen had the Our Savior's Christmas candles. And I smiled just a little bit because they were still all in their boxes. And if you've been here on a Christmas Eve, you know that those boxes are decorated with Christmas wrap. There's little mangers and angels and stars and wise men, and all that seems so odd out there in a parking lot in July. Chris Cook was there too. She helped us pass them out. We had some purple ribbons. I guess that's the Kamiak color. Pam Karras helped pass those around. We also had buckets of sidewalk chalk. And Sarah Myers and David Salzer, Cole Montgomery was there too, and we were passing those out. And that's when I noticed a woman who was there. She was down on her hands and her knees with chalk in her hand, and she was writing with a certain horsepower. She was writing with some determination and urgency, a little bit like, you know, don't mess with me right now. She was writing names of victims. And then below that, she had something like this: "You had so much more to share." She got up. It was Kate Forrester. I remember that she was one of those who had been assigned to the families from Marysville Pilchuck High School just a couple years ago. She's a social worker, you see, a discharge planner there, and well, she had to walk with a family through some of the most difficult decisions of their lives. It didn't take long, and there were messages all over that parking lot. I found a piece of chalk myself. Can you guess what I wrote? I wrote, "God is good, dot, dot, dot." Audrey Woodard was there, and she saw me, and she said, "You know, I saw that. Did you write that? You wrote that, didn't you?" And she giggled a little bit, and then she cried. God is good all the time. I noticed another guy there, a great big guy, dark skin, and I don't know, I'm only guessing that he was Muslim, but he wrote, "God is great." We kind of smiled at each other. Did he know? So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth, for you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. I don't know who started it or even who heard it first, but boy, I caught it like that. Because the melody was familiar to me. In fact, I think I sang it in college. Realized it was the Kamiak Choir, without a director, without even a pitch, without having arranged themselves into sections. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face shine upon you and be gracious, and be gracious. You know the one? They did it so well. After that, I could see the candles start to appear. I was a little surprised that they would stay lit. I mean, by that time, it was, I don't know, close to 7 o'clock, and the sun was not totally down, and there was a little bit of breeze, and you could see these teenagers trying to hold these Our Savior's Christmas candles against the wind, and then, of course, what would they do? They would pass the light. Pass the light to each other, and sometimes there would be, you would see friends hugging because they knew each other. Other times you'd see them pass the light kind of sheepishly because that was a total stranger. But the more they did that, the more you could see that the flame was connecting them and attaching them and relating these young people one to another. Purple ribbons tied around wrists and around parking. Well, they have bushes, you know, between the parking stalls. They were in the branches. I stood on a curb just to get up a little bit higher, and I could see the hundreds and hundreds of words scrawled onto the black pavement underfoot. People were kind of being careful not to step on what these teenagers had written. You didn't want to smudge that. That was somebody's prayer. I could see crosses and hearts and names. There was also the sounds of Amazing Grace, not the words, but kind of the humming, you know. Then I realized that that's how the old people were getting in on all this. They were humming along with the kids, all of them with their tiny candles. All of them offered these things up as prayers, as gestures of affection to each other and for the dead, as gestures of devotion to one another. I remembered the line from the book of Revelation. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God. See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples. He will wipe away the tears from their eyes, and death will be no more. For a little while, it seemed to me as if heaven had come down to the earth. For a little while, in a parking lot in Mukilteo, heaven had come down. Neighbors shared and strangers embraced. For a little while, there it was. Heaven had come down, and different faiths and people of no faiths were speaking together. For a little while, ribbons and chalk and candles became tools of protests and resistance against the darkness. Maybe we're going to get it right again. For a little while, those ribbons and chalk and candles became signs. Signs of an assertion that life conquers death. For a little while, ribbons and chalk and candles bore witness to something bigger. Bigger than fear and violence and hatred. I think today we live at that intersection between that which is above and that which is below. Between heaven and earth. Between what is and what should be, between despair and hope, between life and death. Do we know? Do we believe? Do we trust that we have been raised with Christ? So seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth, for you have died. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. Amen.